Okay, welcome everybody to Constance, and we start with some music.
Thank you.
the rector of the University of Konstanz, Katharina Holzinger.
I'm very happy to inaugurate this international colloquium, which serves as a kickoff for our planned Center for Human Data Society. Dear distinguished guests and keynote speakers, Professor Lawrence Lessig from Harvard University, nice meeting you here. Professor Karen Knorr-Cetina, University of Chicago, and formerly University of Konstanz. I'm happy to see you for the first time in person. And then dear Andreas Weigand, not in presence, he will join us later virtually. And he was formerly chief scientist at Amazon. I'm further happy to welcome Professor Gunnar Schubert, Vice Rector, Research, Transfer and Sustainability at the University of Applied Sciences in Konstanz. Professor Malte Drescher, Vice Rector, Research, Academic Staff Development and Research Infrastructure at the University of Konstanz. And Christoph Wiedmer, designated director of the Office for Middle Schools and Universities of the Kanton Thurgau in Switzerland. Dear organizers of the new center and its opening event, Professors Britta Renner, Liane Werner, Daniel Keim, and Michael Groß-Niklaus, all University of Konstanz. Dear distinguished guests and colleagues, it is my great pleasure to welcome you all in person at the University of Konstanz. After the long period of virtual meetings and remote working due to the pandemic, it is fantastic that we now have the possibility to connect and exchange our ideas and views with our natural microphones and cameras on. I'm more than pleased that we are able to invite you to come and visit Konstanz, and I'm happy to personally welcome you in our very new building, CT, as numbered within the Konstanz system, but commonly called the VCC, the Center for the Visual Computing of Collectives. The team could not have chosen a better place for today's event. The very room where we all now have the pleasure to be in right now, indeed was designed as a data theater. In future, a huge power wall will be installed herein and enable researchers to visualize, explore, and analyze immense amounts of data in this place. Thank you, Daniel, for having us here. The place is simply perfect as a setting to start an initiative which seeks to ask questions on the relationship of big data, the human, and the society. This is important given the huge amounts of data collected nowadays, while the society, individuals, the public seem very often neither to reflect what is exactly collected, from whom, saved by whom, used and processed by whom, and used for which purposes, many different purposes, and by whom. And finally, the data is addressed to whom. So there are very many open questions here. It is my utmost pleasure to welcome Professors Lawrence Lessig and Karin Knorr-Cetina here in person, and also Andreas Weigand, who will later join us then via screen. We are all delighted that you, as renowned and leading experts in the field, are visiting us here in the beautiful city of Konstanz with beautiful weather today and hopefully tomorrow, and to have us here to enrich our new initiative with your profound ideas. And with your excellent expertise on the fundamental questions and challenges raised by the emergence and vast development of data science. We are very much looking forward to your three keynotes. Coming from different fields and with specific perspectives on data science, Your contributions are typical of one characteristic idea of research in Constance: the interdisciplinary and multidisciplinary approaches to research. It is a strong feature of this place, facilitated by its architecture on a single campus, but also supported by various governance instruments. Our goal here is to make it easy to find interesting colleagues from other disciplines and to start common projects. And this seems to work very well also now with this new initiative. These people try to think outside given boundaries, against mainstream ideas, and sometimes from perspectives that have not yet been explored. As the rector of this place, I am very aware of the fact that interdisciplinary research is hard work with significant challenges, full of prerequisites and in need of iterative discussions. In order to identify the relevant problems and to develop a research agenda to address these problems, researchers from different disciplines have to find common ground first, and they face sometimes disappointments when this is not possible. Indeed, we are all aware of the high risks in putting forward new ideas and obtaining funding to work on them. At the same time, we love the excitement and the very moment when something new emerges from the meeting of the minds of researchers, like what is planned here, the Human Data Society Center. Starting in pandemic times, the researchers you are meeting today in this place came together only online in early 2021. First collaborative ideas were exchanged and developed under the header of data science. Data science is a so-called area of potential identified in the university's excellence strategy. Seeking the human-centeredness in data science by discussing inside and outside Constance with researchers in various fields, today more than 25 senior researchers at the university from more than 12 disciplines collaborate. Also, to Constance standards, bringing more than 12 disciplines into one research project does seem like the want to climb the Mount Everest. I am now as curious as you probably are how the involved disciplines will understand the human-society data science interactions. I am curious how researchers from these disciplines will rethink their concepts and research questions and bring them together. I am a little more than curious, I have to admit, when it comes to this idea of constituting the human data societies, so this is really an ambitious endeavor. However, Constance has always been the place where we think outside the box and where we identify opportunities creatively together. As the rector of this university, I'm very thankful to the great commitment of our researchers here, and in particular to Britta Renner, Liane Werner, Daniel Keim, and Michael Großniklaus. Once again, thank you all for your time coming to Constance and discussing with us during these 2 days. I wish you a very enjoyable time here.
Thank you very much. So I'm also old style, so we'll work with the same problems. Dear Rector of the University of Constance, Professor Dr. Katharina Holzinger, dear distinguished speakers of today's opening event, dear distinguished guests from near and far, dear colleagues from the University of Constance willing to invest valuable time into an extraordinary, interdisciplinary, high-risk project, dear young colleagues from the University of Constance explicitly investing not only valuable time but future, we are aware of the risks and take responsibility. Dear members of all of our teams, it is my great pleasure now, and following into the steps of the warm greetings from Katharina Holzinger, Let me thank you once again for your valuable time being with us and honoring our work with your greetings today. It is my great pleasure now, on behalf of the Constance Research Team on Human Data Society, to welcome you all, introduced to the program of today and tomorrow, shortly introduced to the idea and background, finally and hopefully making sure that nobody will be lost within the next 2 days. The last will be possible because we are delighted with the best organization team and assistance ever. Thank you. But in order of appearance. In today's program, you all found and saw that now Mrs. Simona Dingfelder from the Ministry of Science, Research and Arts Baden-Württemberg is speaking to you. On behalf of the ministry and with her best greetings and wishes, it is my utmost task to excuse the representative from the ministry from her presence. Simona Dingfelder was not able to be with us today due to the conflicting appointments going alongside with the actual time of crisis. However, and I'm partly translating her greetings into English language, I'm sorry for that, the ministry sends their thanks and congratulations, saying that Human Data Society addresses a future-proof topic. It will mark an internationally visible structure within the potential area of data science and with an emerging cluster initiative. More than that, the initiative tackles the internationally as well as nationally very important topic, the datafizierung, the datafication of the society, which becomes relevant in more and more areas of the society every day. Borders, bounds, and limits between humans and machine, both in its broader sense, have to be measured once and again. The ministry calls itself, so it says, very lucky to have the University of Constance on board and knowing that we will invest into experimental as well as qualitative research in the field. Second, let me introduce to today music and musicians. Incoming, you listen to Margarete Werner on her viola and Sarina Tebel on the piano. Both only 14 years of age, just won with their program the first prize at the Young Musicians Contest Baden-Württemberg and will represent Baden-Württemberg at the German competition in June 2022. Margarete plays the viola since the age of 4, the piano since the age of 6, and won numerous prizes in the past already. Sarina started out with piano at the age of 9, incredible, and does also play saxophone solo and as a member of a jazz band. She also receives training as a vocalist. Today, they played Robert Schumann Adagio and Allegro, Opus 70, and Margarete will complete today's introduction with Johann Sebastian Bach, Suite No. 3, Prelude for Viola Solo. Third, when we invited you to discuss with us, you learned already something about the possible project here in Constance. We promise to give you more detail today and tomorrow. However, you must know we are on the starting block. We are full of various ideas. The obvious need for interdisciplinary research brought us together. The obvious, indeed, we are thrilled by the one research idea. We are at the very same time aware of the many, very many challenges, roadblocks, and obstacles. Let me start from there with the roadblocks, tying to the very nice introduction by Katharina Holzinger, and provide you with the first picture in the end. Roadblocks. Obviously, data science is a potential area of research because data and research with, on, through, on behalf of, at least connected to data today is anywhere. The branch is growing. The growth takes place exponentially, often faster than we wish for. As my dear colleague Michael Groß-Niklaus, who researches databases and information systems, underlined at the very beginning of our initiative, data and data science are all over the place. The more we collect, the more we got to work with. Michael keeps saying, there is no such problem which is not to be solved. We just write a software program. Whatever has been thinkable is possible, at least over time. Yet, while developing data-driven solutions on full speed, we left the one behind who it is all addressed to, the human. To illustrate this, when two young researchers invented the software program Instagram, they did not mean to change the look of a whole generation of teenage girls and boys, nor that those who cannot compete with it fall into depression. Addressing this, the branch of science growing from here often is called human-centered data science. That is already well known and not a Constance product or alike. It is addressing that data is collected from humans and that programming and developing methods shall address humans, also respecting their personal rights, private rights, and individual freedoms. With many different connotations, research focuses on trustworthy and explainable data science, like developing certificates for trustworthy AI or seeking solutions through big data analytics. Summarizing the starting position, data science today includes numerous methods, and black box methods, with partly unforeseen, partly unpredictable, and partly absurd results, as my colleague Daniel Keim lately underlined from the perspective of data analytics and data visualization. But why constants? Tying to Katharina's intro, we are already trying to think, or we are always trying to think outside the box. Interdisciplinarity is written in big letters in constants. Distances are short here. We talk to the people next to our office, we exchange, create, and develop ideas together. Against this baseline and against the background of the mostly all computer science-centered view, we want to develop a new perception. In Michael's words, we seek to redevelop new ways in data science research for and with human and society. The human data society. In a nutshell, we seek to question the numerous interdependencies between humans, society, and data science that does require research on actual societal processes on the one side, as well as on the other side, the numerous workflows and interactions addressed to the individual resulting in observing, researching, and criticizing the human data society. In other words, this project does not want to consider the data science, its methods, processes, and analyses, and make all of it more effective for any individual. In constants, we want to do research whether at all and which data shall be collected and which should be of societal benefit and in which data gathering and acquisition shall or must we invest. Thank you, my dear colleague Britta Renner, for your always clear words in this respect. Being on the starting block, it is the human data, the human society, and the data society we are interested in. Three short examples from my perspective. 3 weeks ago, our private bank account was phished, meaning someone was able, with a so-called safe payer tool, to phish account number, name, and one code, and install, together with the knowledge of one family member's cell phone number, the entire brand new banking app on a third-party prepaid handy, unknown to us. The bank claimed its app to be absolutely safe and admitted mistakes only after 2 weeks and actual money being taken. Second, last week, an empty ambulance car on its way to answer an emergency call drove on high speed into a crossroad, crashed into another car, and cartwheeled. The video showing the crash was online only 1 minute later. The ambulance drivers face criminal charges for dangerous interference with road traffic now. The private person who took the video out of its private car next to the ambulance is not questioned, neither for collecting private data or of others, nor for interferences of private rights. Third, when it comes to the proof of punishable money laundering, data on all kinds of money transfer is being collected, and banking institutions face certain requirements to prove, to communicate, and to disclose certain transfers and allow external proofs against money laundering. We collect all kind of data, all we can get. Lately, we started to use AI in order to read the data collection and filter actual cases of money laundering. In other words, also herein, we react on the amount of data collected and try to develop to correct and to improve methods of its analysis, instead of considering what is collected and what actually needs to be collected. together. It is from perspectives of law and legal theory, the interferences with basic rights. From the perspective of philosophy, the question of causation and explainability. From the perspective of societal research, the critical question on an existing data society and the need of and importance of system theory. From psychology, the effects on humans, and from computational science research, the need and want of data, to name only some of the disciplines and questions involved. Summarizing, it is the question of constituting the human data society. We are aware within the interdisciplinary research fields and of the need of discussing terminologies as well as the importance of certain research to different disciplines and to the research question. Taking my camera, this is the panoramic photography. From here, we explored specific areas where we need a close up. For today and tomorrow, we carefully chose some of these core areas, all on different levels of our research, to discuss them together with you. The factum data society, the question of agency, and the core issues of availability and interactability. Once again, thank you for being with us and for discussing with us. Last but not least, let me, as part of this introduction, express my best thanks today. We thank the Rector Katharina Holzinger and the Vice Rector Malte Drescher, both here, for allowing and supporting us to develop new and very interdisciplinary research ideas. Thank you. Second, we need to thank our great team here in Konstanz. On behalf of Britta, Daniel, Michael, Svenja, and myself, we would be nothing without you. Thank you for your incredible and over-obligatory support preparing this event. Please stand up shortly when I'm calling your name. I mean, you don't have to stand up. You're all standing there already, so you've got seats. So, but I want anyone to know you. So thanks to Sabine Kuhr, we are in this building, in this room, together with the right amount of chairs and setting. Thanks to Giovanna Ratini, who can only join us online, I think. The technique is in place, the streaming channel does its work, the website does exist already and is filled with information. Thank you so much. So she got sick and can't be with us. We're very sorry for her, so we're all thinking of you. Thanks to Bettina Ott. You have a hopefully very nice hotel room. Will like your meals, read press releases, and find all your ways anywhere. Thank you for tying things together, Bettina. Thanks to Sylvia Lehmann. She's also in the back there. Maybe you can wave, Sylvia. Your bills will be paid, and you are informed about the different forms and paperwork to be filled out. Thanks to Louis Jacobi. He's in the middle all over there. You got name tags, a program, and an individual program folder. They all together with all our other colleagues will all be here during the whole time of the 2 days and be ready to answer your questions you may have. Thank you all. With this, I'm leaving the floor to Margarete for Bach Suite Number 3, Prelude for Viola Solo, before I get back here introducing our first keynote speaker. Enjoy.